This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up after 7, it's Ken Rudin's Political Junkie. Ken and his guests look at the impact of early voting, last-minute political surprises, and the congressional races to watch around the nation. That's tonight after 7 here on the Ideas Network. First, this weekend, 24-year-old UW Stout student Hussein Saeed Al-Nadi was assaulted by an unknown attacker in the early Sunday morning hours. He died on Monday. The killing has shaken up the campus, and Menominee police have yet to find the suspect or determine a motive. However, as violence against Muslims has reached a high point since 9/11, people are questioning whether or not the attack on the Saudi Arabian student was a hate crime. That's something the police investigating have not confirmed or ruled out. Joining us now to talk about the news is Karen Herzog. She's higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She's been covering this news in Menominee. Karen, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, the latest news we'll start with, you reported just a little while ago, the FBI is now involved in this investigation.
That's correct, and it's really difficult to say exactly what that means, but I think it's fair to say that the aspect of whether it could potentially be a hate crime is why the Menominee Police Department consulted with the FBI. It's also been a challenging case because they've gotten a lot of tips, but they obviously haven't been able to solve this crime. They haven't been able to arrest anyone, and it's been almost a week now. So they've added resources, including the FBI, the Sheriff's Department, and, of course, the UW Stout Police Department also is involved.
Tell us a little bit about the UW Stout student, Hussein Al-Nadi. What do we know about him?
He was very well liked, and last night at the memorial service for him, it was moving to see a row of friends. There were 20 friends, and they took turns talking about him. And these were largely students from Wisconsin, kids who grew up in communities and never probably encountered a person from another country, from especially Saudi Arabia, in their lives. He was very well liked. He wanted to be part of the American community. He barely spoke English when he moved into a house with a bunch of kids from Wisconsin, and they loved being with him. He had an easy smile. He worked hard to learn, and he was just gregarious and attracted people to him, very charismatic.
Tell us more about that memorial service last night that you covered.
It's hard to put into words. The only word I could think of last night was that it was beautiful. It was very moving. It was something that brought a community together in a way that unfortunately sometimes only happens when there's a tragedy. And the friends speaking, the candlelight vigil. There was Al-Nadi's brother spoke as well. From a big screen, they had a pre-recorded video of him in traditional dress, Arabic dress, and he talked about how much his brother loved all of his friends at UW Stout and being a part of the community, and he was just very happy here, and they have received the outpouring of support. They know that it's happening, even though they're halfway around the world, and they look forward to justice being brought against the person that attacked him.
Karen Herzog is with us. She's with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel covering the murder of a Saudi Arabian student at UW Stout, Hussein Saeed Al-Nadi. He was not the only Saudi Arabian student there. Karen, how many Saudi Arabian students are there on that campus, and how have they been reacting to this news?
Well, understandably, there's deep shock and sadness. It's something that, you know, you don't expect to happen anywhere, but Menominee is a place that has really been very welcoming of students from Saudi Arabia. There are 142 students from Saudi Arabia on the campus of about 9,600. It's the largest group of international students there, and that all started with an agreement with a junior college in Saudi Arabia years ago that brought several students here. And then word of mouth spread, and this became a place that people wanted to come to. Understandably, parents in Saudi Arabia have been very worried about their kids here being so far away, not knowing exactly what's going on, and the fact that there is still a person out there who committed a crime, and they don't know who he is, what his thinking is, and what could happen next.
And again, reemphasizing that the motive behind this attack we don't know yet, but is there concern, is there worry on the campus that this was a hate crime?
You know, they can't rule it out. And it's one of those things where I think people obviously jump to conclusions. It's very little information is known. Very little information has been revealed by authorities. They're very careful to guard it, not put anything out there that could in any way cause problems for the investigation. There is a reward fund set up for information that could lead to the arrest of this individual. So they're part of the work with the reward fund is making sure that, you know, there's information that's not out in the public so that when they get tips, they know whether the person knows something authentically or whether they read it.
From what you've written about the reaction from the campus officials, students, you mentioned friends, it seems like regardless of the motive, there's been a really conscious effort to stand behind Saudi Arabian students and the community on the campus.
Absolutely. And in fact, there was a makeshift memorial that was set up outside the Topper's restaurant where the attack occurred. And that memorial was being taken down today. And the restaurant obviously wanted to put things back to normal as much as that is even possible at this point. But the campus is going to preserve that memorial. And basically it's flowers, candles, notes, pictures. It's really quite beautiful, quite moving. And they're going to try to create something that's a permanent reminder. So the hope is to prevent something like this from happening again.
This case, obviously, very powerfully affecting the local community, but it seems like it's getting national and even international attention. Are you seeing a lot of reporting from national and other outlets on this?
Yes, social media has very much spread this story quickly to Saudi Arabia. There are a lot of alumni from UW Stout who live in Saudi Arabia, and I have actually seen a lot of Twitter activity from Saudi Arabia, things that have been retweeted in Arabic. My understanding is that there is a lot of concern and a lot of interest in seeing that that this case is solved as soon as possible.
And then the reaction from UW Stout itself and the administration, as someone who covers higher education a lot, what have you seen from officials there?
It's one of those things that chancellors hope they never have to deal with, but unfortunately, it's an important role that they play in providing support, first of all, you know, to the students who are involved and also the family. You know, from afar, there's a Saudi student who's the liaison for the campus with the family in Saudi Arabia, and they've been really trying to reach out to see what the family needs. Counseling, there was a lot of talk about counseling services and how to grieve in a healthy way and to not isolate oneself. So it's a big process of coming to grips with what's happened and also trying to learn some lessons about different cultures and the value of bringing everyone together, especially in a university community.
Karen, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Karen Herzog is the higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She joins to talk about the killing of UW Stout student Hussein Saeed Al-Nahdi this weekend, the effect the attack is having on the campus. I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.